Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show. Someone you love has served in the armed forces? About
faith.
Tell us about it. Brag on a veteran.
Hi, I would like to nominate Eric Gunasau. He is a staff sergeant in the Army National Guard. He's been serving for 13 years. He's been stationed overseas the past 10 months in the war in Israel and Iran. Recently moved to Kuwait for his station. Today is the 8th of November. In the past week, he was struck by a drone strike from Iran. He has suffered some injuries in one of his legs. He's scheduled to come home to the United States on November 23rd. He's got to go through some processing and evaluation, finally to come home into Georgia December 10th. I'm nominating him for his bravery in serving our country and putting his life on the line.
Hi, this is Keon from Atlanta, and I wanted to give a happy Veterans Day and a huge shout out to my uncle Ernest Baker. He is one of the last out of 16 million people who fought in World War II. He's one of the last few remaining. I think it's like 100,000 left, but he's 101, about to be 102 years old, World War II veteran. Happy Veterans Day to you, Uncle Ernest, and to all the other veterans out there. Thank you.
Hey, my name is Kristen Head, and I'm calling to recognize my dad, Staff Sergeant First Class Daniel Bulla. He is the most amazing father and has sacrificed so much for our country. He's been on multiple deployments. He has lived in different states away from his family for periods of time throughout my whole life. He does everything he can and more for all of us, and now his two precious grandbabies, and I could not be more proud of him, and he will be today and every day my hero, and I just want to honor him on this day and make sure he knows how much he is loved, and we see you and the sacrifices you make every day, Dad. I love you so much.
My name is Tori, and I want to brag on my dad, Mark. He was in the Army back in the 80s and early 90s, and he is the last one to ever take credit for anything, especially in serving our country. He tells people that it was an honor to do so. And, Dad, today I just wanted to say that it's an honor to be your daughter. I love you so much. You are the best dad, and you are the best grandfather and the best husband to my mom. I just love you. We all do. Thank you so much.
To all veterans, thank you so much for your service. Happy Veterans Day from The Burt Show.
I think I'm having a bit of a crisis with toxic masculinity this morning. As I told you guys on Friday, that I was going to go and I was going to take shooting lessons before I purchased my first gun. had an incident happen last weekend that jarred me and my family enough to where I thought, look, I've been having this internal debate now for over a decade. Should I get a gun? I'm not going to get a gun. I'm going to get a gun. I'm not going to get a gun. And this was the one that just, it was the tipping point. And as soon as it happened, I immediately ran out to the gun range and went to go get a gun as it happened. And then when I settled down, by the time I got there, the dudes are like, all right, calm down, bro. All right, calm down. Why don't you take a lesson? And I'm like, hey, that seems like a pretty good idea. So I waited a week, and then my girlfriend Amanda and I went and we took our lesson this Friday, right?
So I've never gone through the process. So anybody can go purchase a gun and you don't have to take a lesson.
So let me get to that in a second, because some of these questions I still can't answer.
Got it.
So here's my toxic masculinity here is that, so I grew up in San Diego where guns in the part of San Diego that I grew up in just weren't part of the culture. Now, I live in the South now. We all live in the South now. And it's just much more common to shoot a gun when you are younger or be part of a family that has shot guns for generations and generations and generations. I believe, Kristen, your brother is, he shoots a gun. He is comfortable with that.
Yeah, well, that's not how we were raised, though. He joined the military. Mm-hmm. So that's why he has a vast knowledge of artillery.
Mm-hmm. And in the South, it's just way more common, really way more common. So I'm a little bit hesitant on being real with you guys and saying that I didn't enjoy it. I didn't enjoy the entire experience all that much. I take it very, very seriously. When you are looking at taking somebody's life, that is something that you really got to think about quite a bit. And I talked about this on Friday. So I wasn't really looking forward to the lesson. I got a whole bunch of DMs from people saying that you're going to absolutely love it, right? I didn't love it. I went there on Friday, and Amanda and I sat down with an amazing instructor. And I will plug the instructor. It's the Red Letter Project, and she was so good, so good. Taught us how to handle the gun, but even the first time I picked the thing up, I felt like a heaviness to it. Not like the weight of the gun, but the weight of having a gun. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So even as I picked it up for the first time, I realized, like, you have the power to take somebody's life with this thing, you know? And you can also hear people at the gun range, as I said on Friday, you can hear the sounds of guns going off all the time. And it's a little bit jarring for me. Amanda was much more calm about it because she shot guns her entire life. But for me, and again, the toxic masculinity here is I hear my dad in my head right now saying, stop being a wuss. You know, it's just a gun. It wasn't loaded. It's just a gun. Go to the range and have yourself a good time. But the truth of the matter is I had some feelings about it. I was nervous going up there. I was nervous during the instruction. When we finally got into the range, I get really quiet when I'm nervous and I'm very focused. I got very quiet. I was struggling putting the bullets in the gun, even holding the bullet to put it in the gun. I could see my hands were shaking a little bit, and I'm not doing anything except hitting a piece of paper that's in front of me. But you also have, I had a Sandy Springs police officer right next to me, and I don't know who that was, but you do not want to get in his way. I'll tell you.
He don't miss.
He don't miss. He didn't hit anything from the shoulders down. I'll tell you that. And then there was a guy that was like two bays over that had this thunderous AK something something that was kind of inappropriate to have in the range. And I only know that because my instructor was annoyed. She's like, oh, I hate that. They should be outside. And there's no way that they should be inside. But every time I went to go to shoot my handheld, I could hear that thing thundering, and it was shaking me up a little bit. So I put the thing in my hands, took the instruction, and it took me probably 3/4 of the lesson to finally calm down. And I felt myself starting to get competitive with myself, but also getting competitive with Amanda.
Shocker.
And focusing more, but there was no part of it where I truly thought, like, okay, this is the enjoyment that our listeners were telling me that I was going to have in the DMs. There was none of that.
Like an adrenaline rush or an endorphin rush.
None.
I feel like it makes sense though, right? Because I know when my dad first started to train us, it was like, that was big with him. Like, this isn't party time. Like, don't take it like that. I'm teaching you something that's, you know, you should have to be responsible for. So I feel like you should have that feeling of understanding how powerful a weapon is and when it's in your hands. And yeah, like that's, you should feel that way. If you feel like, whoa, and start getting crazy, then something's wrong, you know. But I think you're connecting like using the weapon and then going into what if I have to use it for bad, as opposed to just kind of learning the weapon and just learning the mechanisms of having a gun. But you're connecting that to like, what if I have to use it? And you'll never enjoy it that way.
That's hard to do, though, because that's the only time I'm ever going to take this gun out,
right,
is to obviously take lessons and shoot and get better at it. And if somebody breaks into my house. So it's hard not to have that in my head.
I get that.
You know?
All right. So with a quick Google search and from a reputable website, 9 states, you have to have training.
Yeah.
The rest you don't.
And
the one we're in, Georgia, you do not.
You have to have training?
You do not.
You do not in Georgia.
You can just buy a gun.
Yeah. I think I knew that because I think I asked my instructor, do people just come in here and without any kind of lessons at all and just walk out of here with a gun? And she said, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, really?
That's normal.
And then I started getting DMs from people saying that they bought guns, put them in their house, never ever used it, and then got rid of the gun when they started thinking that, I don't even know how to use this thing. Look, there was just a piece of paper in front of me, and I was shaking the first couple of times. So you asked me on Friday, am I purchasing a gun when I go and I get my lesson? And I said to you, without a doubt, for sure, I did not get a gun on Friday.
Really?
Well, you didn't.
No, I'm not ready for it.
Gotcha.
So I'm going to take 2 or 3 more lessons. And when my instructor says, okay, you're not shaking nearly as much now, then I'll go ahead and I'll get a gun. But I did not get it on Friday.
Yeah, we don't need a chihuahua holding a gun.
Right. I'm more nervous about shooting myself in the knee than anything else right now.
Can I just say, I think it's so refreshing to hear this being talked about responsibly, because I think a lot of people just want responsible gun owners. And so for you to come on here and be like, I want a gun to protect my family. I took lessons and I realized I'm not quite ready to handle a weapon that can take someone's life just yet. I need more training. It's so refreshing to hear.
Thanks. I do feel this toxicity saying like, hey, get the thing, put it in your house. There are so many people that are so enthusiastic about them, especially where we live. I felt like this pressure to enjoy it and to rush myself into a purchase. And when push came to shove, I'm like, this is too serious to have ego behind.
I'm here to tell you right now, this conversation and that decision makes you more of a man.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I would agree.
Just the maturity and the emotional intelligence and not letting toxic masculinity, I can't even say it.
me neither today.
Yeah. take over. I sincerely think this makes you more of a man.
I appreciate that. And that is the only time today I'll be called a man.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
The Burt Show.